This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 174, How to Think in English with Shayna from Espresso English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, coming to you from Arizona and Boston, USA. You want to be able to think in English, and today Shayna Oliveira from Espresso English shares the different levels for doing this. Don't wait until you're fluent to think in English. Find out how you can start doing this today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Aubrey, I am feeling solid today. Very good. How about you?
Awesome. I have a question for you. This is something that I think about pretty often, actually. Do you ever think in a language other than English?
Oh, my God. What a good question. So unfortunately, this is how I know I'm not in a good place with my Spanish. I don't think in Spanish these days. But when I was really going heavy into my study, I did all the time.
Yep. Same for me. Exactly. Once upon a time, I thought in French all the time. I didn't even have to think about it. And I would just be thinking in French. And then I did get to where I would have to be more intentional about thinking in Spanish. But I was doing pretty good about that. And I'm the same as you. I can see that I'm not prioritizing my language learning enough because it's rare anymore. I have to like really think, okay, force myself to think in French or Spanish. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen.
But you know what the good news is? As easy as it is to stop thinking in Spanish or French or any other language, it's pretty easy to flip back into it and start doing it again.
Yes, especially if you have strategies, right? Because it's one thing to be like, I need to think in this language. But if you have concrete actions and strategies and you know how to do that and what steps to take, then it is pretty easy, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So today we're bringing in clips from an interview with who? Who do we have on the interview today, Aubrey?
Yes, Shayna Oliveira from EspressoEnglish.net. You guys have likely heard of this great YouTube channel. She created Espresso English, which like an espresso, the lessons are small and sweet, short and sweet, right?
And powerful, right?
Yes, and powerful. Good point. Yes. So she shares with us the three levels that she teaches to start thinking in another language to become more fluent. And this is so interesting. She first was talking to us about how many language learners believe that you have to already be advanced or even fluent before you can start thinking in a language. And she very much believes, and a lot of people do, that this should start much earlier. As a beginner, you should start developing this skill. So let's first hear her tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, let's listen.
Yeah, definitely. Before I start, I'd just like to say that I think a lot of learners think you have to be advanced to think in English or almost fluent.
Right.
But I think you can actually start developing that skill even when you're a beginner.
Oh, I have definitely thought that. I have said, I can't wait until I can think in Spanish, right?
I know. What is it that makes us think that we have to achieve some imaginary, there's some benchmark that someone is all of a sudden going to say, okay, you now are eligible to think in your second language. That's
ridiculous. It's right. We're our own worst enemy. We put up these barriers, these that don't exist. So I'm so excited for you guys to hear these tips today for how you can think in English starting today, regardless of what level you're at.
Mm-hmm. I love it. So I can't wait to just get right into it. I think our listeners are going to really benefit from today's episode.
Yes.
So should we go right into step number one from Shayna?
Yes. Yep. Let's hear it.
Okay.
my three steps that I normally teach people, the first step is super simple. It's just to think in individual English words. So, for example, if your listeners just take a moment and just look around the room, I bet they could think of at least 20 words. I mean, that could be computer, that could be chair, that could be house, could be verbs and adjectives, just really simple, right? No need to get into sentences, just single words.
Okay, I like that. So you're taking a minute to just be silent with yourself and just run through the words in your mind.
Exactly. And you can take inspiration from what you see. I mean, if you are on the train and you have a minute and you can look around and you can think, you know, if you see a child, you think, you know, boy or girl, or you see somebody carrying an umbrella, you think umbrella. And I think it's super powerful because you actually connect the word with what you're seeing directly, right? Without translating.
All right. This is such a smart way to reinforce what you have learned and then eliminate that time-wasting step of translating from the word in your language, right?
Yeah. And I like this because you're starting simple, right? This is just items, right, Aubrey? This is
exactly
just what's around your room. You don't need to string together sentences, which is so key, right? We can chew, we can bite this off very easily.
Yes, start with the basics. Connect the actual object with the word in English instead of with the word in your first language. So you eliminate that middle step and it trains your brain to start thinking in English.
I love it. So good. So smart, as you say, Aubrey.
Yes,
so
and she points out how this helps you see the gaps and notice the vocabulary that you can't recall, right? If you're in the kitchen and you say fork, plate, and then you see your blender and can't think of that word in English, that's not part of your active vocabulary. So that's something you would need to review. So let's hear her tell us a little more about that.
It really helps you discover what are the things you're seeing in daily life that you don't know the words for yet, or you can't bring them to mind in English. So that's level one. It's super simple. You don't have to worry about grammar or anything else. It's just kind of practicing bringing that vocabulary to mind.
So it's just that slight mindset shift, right, Lindsay?
Yes. And I love the idea that it helps you identify your gaps, because otherwise we're going to find our gaps in conversation. And I think that's oftentimes what causes our listeners to curl up and to get self-conscious. We talk about connection, not perfection, and working through that moment, laughing, making eye contact. But it is nice if you have the words or you know what your gaps are before you're going into those conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It builds that confidence, right? Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is all of you listening can do this, whether you're immersed in English or not. You're just practicing in your own mind whenever you have time. So this is something you can carve out time for.
Yeah. And you also aren't having anyone judge you or
right.
That's a good thing about this, right? There's no one that's going to make judgments or tell you it was wrong. That's kind of nice when we're just practicing.
Exactly. It's a very zero pressure.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear about level two. Ready?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, so the next level is trying to make some really simple sentences. Again, only in your mind, and you can just think really simple, like, that car is red, or my blender is broken. You know, very simple, no need to get into complicated, convoluted structures. The idea is just to practice putting the words you know together into sentences.
Very cool. So you're just progressing one level deeper, making a little bit more difficult.
Right. And this is also a way to kind of practice forming sentences without that fear of, I'm going to mess up. Somebody's not going to understand me.
Right.
They're going to laugh at my sentence, because nobody's judging you, right? You're just practicing to yourself.
Oh, I love this. It's like you were saying, zero focus on perfection, zero pressure, just bringing those words to mind and practicing in simple ways, putting together these sentences just in your own head where it's safe.
Yes, I love this. And I'm pretty sure that Shayna lived in Brazil for a while and she probably used these tips, right? Living in Brazil to learn Portuguese. I'm sure she did.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
And she saw that they work, right?
Yes.
If you're just taking that time to practice in your own brain when you're waiting in line, when you're walking somewhere, taking those extra moments. And instead of just thinking in English, you think in your, or for me, thinking in your first language, you guys think in English.
All right. So good. Do we have another tip from Shayna here?
Aubrey? Yeah. So she talks about how exactly this helps us discover those gaps in our learning. So let's hear that.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. And you can also discover gaps here too. Like if you want to say, I just bought ice cream, and you realize that you don't remember the past tense of buy is bought, you can, again, go look that up later or refresh your memory on how is it that I wanted to say that. And so it's another way to kind of discover maybe a couple of things that you might be missing and then to learn them in a very real, very concrete way, because that's the sentence you were thinking and now you're filling in any gaps in your knowledge.
Okay, that's like your mind becomes your learning lab, right, Lindsay?
Yes, I love that idea. I love that idea. So it happens in our mind first, and then we can take it out into the real world, right?
Yes, exactly. Give yourself that chance between to get confidence, to get that vocabulary so that it's right there at the ready when you need it.
Oh, so good. I love the concept of a learning lab, by the way. That is so good. It's such a great concept.
I know, especially to think of it just as you're being in your mind, right? Yeah. You're in your own lab right there where you're safe and can experiment.
Yeah, your little chemistry experiment going on, got the Petri dish, got all the good stuff, you know.
Yes, I love it. Exactly. So we then ask Shayna about what it is that keeps language learners from doing this. Like what is it that's preventing us from thinking in our target language? Let's hear her answer.
Some of it, I think, is that belief that you need to be advanced to do it. Some of it is also just simply it not occurring to somebody during the day. Okay. You know, I think there are a lot of like little moments, you know, when you're just walking somewhere or when you're waiting in line at the supermarket that maybe people think about other things, but they don't think, oh, here's an opportunity for me to try to practice thinking in English.
Oh, this is so true. We were talking about this. You just have to get in that mindset of making the most of every moment. We can do this anywhere at any time.
Yeah, it's kind of a mindset shift where life, you can kind of think of life as kind of a game when you're living, you're immersed in another culture, or even just, you know, when you're looking for opportunities to practice, right? You can kind of be lighthearted about it. I think we get into habits, right? We go to the grocery store, we go to the bank, we do all these things, but there are all these opportunities to get better at something in these moments.
Yes, exactly. Take those moments of just silence, either talk with someone or have your own internal monologue where you're creating those sentences, coming up with that vocabulary and taking that time to practice and start thinking in English.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Are we going to progress now to level three with Shayna?
Yes, let's hear about level three.
And that's actually a perfect transition into the third level, which is to just take that internal dialogue, your normal thoughts, and try to think them in English. So maybe if you're thinking about something stressful at work, instead of thinking through it in your native language, try to just take a minute or just 2 minutes to think through that in English. It's a little bit tricky, and it's kind of mentally difficult at first, but it's super, super key, because this is what's really going to help you get more fluent mentally, because this is your normal thought process just in English now instead of your native language.
Oh, this makes so much sense, right, Lindsay?
Ooh, I love the idea of working through a problem at work, right? Maybe if you're dealing with a problem at work at your workplace, thinking through it in English instead of in your native language.
Exactly right. You have to think through it anyway. So kill two birds with one stone by exactly. practicing your language and thinking through that problem. It's so smart.
Yeah. And by the way, that's a good bonus for today for our listeners. Kill two birds with one stone. When I say this, I'm always like, ooh, I don't want to kill any birds. I know.
If you really think about what you're saying, it's quite violent, throwing stones at birds. But we do say this. I say this all the time. It just means to tackle two problems at once.
Yes, absolutely. So guys, write that one down from today. You have a little bonus vocabulary in addition to learning about thinking in English. Okay. So also, I think Shayna is going to give us a bonus.
Yes. She shares a really good bonus tip here, which is to imagine role plays in your mind. So let's have her tell us about that.
Another kind of mental trick you can use is to just imagine your English teacher asking you a question like, how was your day? And now you need to respond in English. And of course, instead of responding out loud, you're just doing it in your head. Yeah. Or imagine you're telling your English teacher about a memory you have or a funny story that happened to you last week. And just think through how you would tell your English teacher in English. And sometimes that little bit of visualization helps bring the English, you know, more to the surface of your mind.
Oh, this is so good. If time is an issue for you, this is where you can carve out that extra time.
I love that. Yeah. So the idea here, so what's the summary of what she said here, Aubrey? What is she basically saying?
Imagining you, not just to role play with anyone, but imagining your English teacher. Okay. Imagining an English teacher asking you something like, how was your day? And then you respond in English, right? So it's almost like a free class in your mind where you're having this chance to practice. But she talked about how that visualization really helps to bring that English to the surface of your mind. I can imagine the psychological reasoning behind this, because when you're in a classroom, when you're speaking with your English teacher, you're putting your best foot forward. You're trying to do your very best. So it puts you in that mind space of really trying to work hard.
I like that idea. So we're not going to be just kind of, so we're actually going to complete the exercise fully in our mind, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And it could be a fun role play. Imagine your friend or your partner, right? As you're out and about on your own, just imagine that role play. Imagine both sides in your mind and you're practicing conversation. Even if you're on a crowded subway train and can't speak out loud, you can still practice.
Oh man. Living in New York, I remember killing a lot of time, Aubrey, that subway.
I wish I had known these strategies. I would have practiced Spanish in my mind and French.
Yeah, totally. I think I used to pick up like Metro New York magazine or that newspaper, that mini newspaper, and read it. But it would have been such a better use of my time to be thinking in Spanish and doing role plays in my head in Spanish.
It's true. So true. So these guys, the most important thing here, I think, is you don't want to wait to feel advanced or fluent, right? Start this right away. She is sharing how that the earlier her students start this process, the more success they have. And we have seen that as well with our students, right? Don't wait to make those connections, to try and speak with others until you feel like you're ready, until you feel like you're fluent. That's how you get ready. That's how you get fluent, right?
Yeah. And also as adult learners, no one's going to come in and say, you now have permission to think in English or to do this kind of exercise. You guys are in charge of your learning. If you say that you are able to do this, you do it, right?
Yes, exactly. Right. So guys, just, I think, start off small, thinking in individual words, like she said, with that level one. Mm-hmm. It's so basic. Anyone can do this wherever you're at. And you may find that you can quickly move on to that level two, simple sentences. And finally, take that internal dialogue in your head. Do it in English. These steps are really going to help you think in English. It will fast track your fluency.
Awesome. So I want to say thank you to Shayna for coming on our show. This has been great to bring clips in from our interview with her, and really fun to talk about this here, Aubrey. Such a good tip, such an important piece of learning a new language.
Yes, I agree. Such valuable tips. Thank you, Shayna. You guys can check out her website, espressoenglish.net, her YouTube channel, Espresso English. Yes. And yes, start practicing this. Think in English in your mind. It's going to really push you to the next level.
All right. Great stuff, Aubrey. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.